main refrain and main theme is the prayer, teach me thy way.
你们可以注意到这首诗歌它主要的这个主题一直重复的就是祷告就指示我你的道路。
So as we have this opportunity for an open sharing,
我们有这次再一次有机会我们可以一起来自由分享。
Our prayer is that this would be our attitude before the Lord as we share together Christ in this hour.
但愿这是我们在主面前的态度，它指示我们的道路，我们一起在他面前来交通。
And if you notice, when we share the Lord Jesus with one another through the experience that he gave us, through a living word that he gave us, etc.
我们在你们可以注意到，我们在这个主里面，我们要交通。我们的在经历里面在我们这个主的话语里面我们接受了亮光。
What a wonderful opportunity, brothers and sisters.
这是多么奇妙主给我预备的这个机会。
To be taught of the Lord Himself through Him in one another.
是这个借着主他借着我们他预备我们之间借着主我们可以一起来学习。
So I would encourage all of us, starting from myself,to have that attitude throughout this time, to pray to the Lord in our hearts, Lord, would you teach me your ways, even as I hear the sharing, the, what you have given of yourself to my brothers and sisters.
但愿我们在主面前，我们有同样这样的心，我们一起祷告，求主指示，让指示给我们知道他的道路，他给我们这个弟兄姐妹的份。
Now, as you know, many brothers and sisters had the opportunity to go to the WCCC. Well, I'm saying many here. I trust it was many. And we would like, because of that, to give the priority to these brothers and sisters to share what they received in the West Coast Christian Conference with us.
我知道我们当中有一些弟兄姊妹去了这个西岸的特会，所以我们特别要把优先这个次序，我们把这个机会给那些他参加这个西安特会弟兄姊妹他们有一些领受的交通。
So again, if you have been to the WCCC and received something from the Lord, please consider right now in your heart before the Lord, what does the Lord has entrusted me that I can share with my fellow brothers and sisters?
如果弟兄姐妹有到西安参加西安聚会的话，这个主给你提醒他已经指教你你可以来跟我们一起的分享。
Let's have a word of prayer before we open the time.
我们这个开始之前我们一个祷告。
Lord, we are so grateful to you.
主耶稣，我们何等的感谢你。
More than we have the desire to learn, you have a desire to teach us, Lord.
你的渴慕叫我们能够教我们这个渴慕，比我们要学习这个渴慕还大。
So as we come together in this time, we confess what a wonderful Lord and Master you are.
我们再一次当我们聚集的时候，你是我们要说你是何等奇妙的主还有救主。
So we pray, Lord, that our prayer and desire before you indeed would be the words that we just sang.Teach me thy ways, O Lord.
我们的这个祷告，我们的请求就像我们刚诗歌所唱的主我们祷告你指示我们你的道路。
And we pray submitting this time to you.
我们把这个时间我们要交在你手中。
Our desire is that our Lord Jesus will be in a very real way the focal point of this time.
我们的这个渴慕是我们的主耶稣在使这是我们交通我们目光的这个焦点。
Lord, you have given us nothing less than your very self to each one of us.
你没有你把我们你把我们你自己给了我们。
We pray that your Holy Spirit would be in control and charge of this time, steering and moving hearts to share what we have received recently from you.
但愿你圣上的灵能够在这个做引导的工作能够引导我们这个能够交通你最近所指示给我们。
And we pray that as we share you with one another, that there would be much encouragement and strengthening in the Lord, even now.
但愿我们这样交通的时候，在你面交通的时候，我们能够受到这个互相的受到这个激励。
We ask these things, our dear Lord, for your glory.
我们这样祷告是为了主荣耀的名。
In the name of our Lord Jesus.
我们祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
So as a practical reminder, we would ask you to confine your sharing to 10 minutes.
啊，我们还是要提醒弟兄姊妹啊，如果能把啊你的交通能够限制在十分钟之内。
This is an attempt to have as many brothers and sisters to be able to share during this time.
这样我们就有能够更多的弟兄姊妹啊能够起来分享。
And if you really, really must, you have 5 minutes of extra time, so 15 minutes as a stretch.
如果你真要多一点时间的话，我们还是也要限制在十五分钟以内。
And I'll be sitting right here in front to remind you with the, you know, if I do this as a reminder, you know, we it's hard to keep time. So I'll remind you of the 10 minutes. And if you see this, you know, that's it. It's time to wrap it up.
我会坐在这里，我会来提醒你们十分钟还是十五分钟。
So we'll open the time now.
我们把时间交给弟兄姊妹。
我没有飞到西岸 ，OK， 但是西岸的一堂我都听了 ，OK， 啊，感谢主赐我有耳可听。
I didn't get to physically go to the conference, but I have heard all the messages. Thank the Lord that He has granted my ear to hear.
所以这几次的特会不是只给去特会的人听的，是凡有耳可听的都应该听。
So the conference is not just for those who physically can show up there, but the conference is for all those who have ear who can hear.
西岸特会，我实在不能够交通说谁讲什么，但是所有的话语。
At the West Coast Conference, I couldn't exactly say who said what, but all of them combined together.
我自己发现，我得到很多。
I found out for myself that I have received much.
听完西安特会，我一个喜乐的心就出来了。
So after listening to all of the messages, I have a joyful heart overwhelming.
其实神的话，我们都很清楚。
To us, we are very clear about a lot of God's words.
我们也都读经了嘛。有的人读好多遍了。
We have all read the Bible, and maybe some have read a couple of times through.
但是当神说凡有耳可听的都应该听。
But when God said, "All those who have ear, let them hear."
那就是表示他在跟你再一次说话的时候，那个话就不再是 logo。
So it means that the second time that He's going to speak to you, the word itself is not going to be logo anymore.
就变成 rhema。
It's turning into Rhema.
就是生命的话。
It's living word.
从我第一次参加西安特会。
Since the very first time I went to the West Coast Conference.
那时候南培的弟兄就讲一个话。
So at that time, Brother Lance Lambert.
他说神看我们不管我们什么样他都爱我们。
When God sees us, no matter what condition we're in, He loves us.
那他说，就是你明天要跟你的婆婆吵架，他都知道，他还是爱你。
Even though He knows that you are have an argument with someone tomorrow, He knows and He still loves you.
那个话我都知道啊，那个话我知道，因为神是全知的神嘛。
Because God is all-knowing.
但是因为咱弟兄这样一指出来，那个话就活了。
I know God is all knowing, but when our brother pointed out like that, then this word became living to me.
我就觉得神好好，
and
连我们这样的罪人他都知道，他还是爱我们。
And I felt God is so good that even us sinners, such sinners, He still loved us.
然后这一次。神就在这样子的一个时候，同样对我说话。
So this time the same thing happened to me.
主耶稣因着看见他摆在他面前的喜乐，他就能够奔跑。
So、the Lord, for the joy that's set before him, he was able to run forth.
同样的，我们也看见了。
So for us, we can see.
那 古弟兄受教已经快三年了。
My husband has, since his fall, it's been almost 3 years.
当然，这之间，神很恩待我们。
And of course, in this time, in this duration, God has been very gracious to us.
没有让我们有什么缺乏。
We had no lack.
弟兄姊妹的爱也是满满的。
And there was full of brother and sister's love.
但是我在那个时候看见摆在我们眼前的喜乐。
At that time, 没看见还是看见？
看见。
At that time, I saw the joy that was set before me.
所以突然之间，其实我们两个都很喜乐。
All of a sudden, both of us were actually very joyful.
这就是真的是今天神再一次向我们的一个保证。
It's as if we heard, God gave us a second assurance.
那我也不再追求所谓的地上的什么。
And then I will no longer seek for earthly pleasures.
但是同样的。该要做的还是要做。
But at the same time, whatever that needs to be done still needs to get done.
不是你就在那里等。
It's not that we're just sitting there waiting for.
同样讲到但以理也是给我很大的鼓励。
At the same time, Daniel in the Bible gave me a lot of encouragement.
他知道70年要到。
He knew that the time of 70 years was coming up.
所以他就不祷告。
So he started praying.
那像我们今天祷告，今天的波饼也有人提到说，圣徒的意。
Just like
那个圣徒的那件义法就是圣徒的祷告。
So just like today's Lord's table, one of our soul mentioned the glorious dress, the saint's glorious dress, which is also our prayer.
Of the saints.
Of the saints.
Yeah. 所以不是说。好啦，快到了，我们就等着吧。
It's not like we know the time is almost there. We just sit there and wait for things to happen.
所以我们要祷告。
So we need to pray.
要警醒。
And we need to be watchful.
And then, 那就是在这样的一个情况下，没什么好怕的啦。
So with that, there is nothing else to fear.
我就跟古弟兄讲说，大不了就是搬家。搬到那里。
I told my husband what is the most? The most is us moving.
Moving to
heaven.
Yeah. 所以呢，我们就很喜乐。然后 ，Yeah， 虽然我在祷告会有提到，我们我弟兄每天的血压是从早上是从大概90就一直降到60。然后我给他吃药，他就再从60慢慢升到200。
So even I also mentioned this at our Tuesday night prayer meeting because sometimes in the morning my husband's blood pressure will be at 90 and then it will drop to 60. Then I will give him his meds. Then sometimes it will jump up even to 200.
以前呢，两个钟头没有升，我就会送他去急诊室。
Back then, if his blood pressure didn't rise within 2 hours, I will send him to the ER.
或者是两个钟头没有降，我也会送他急诊室。
Or if within 2 hours the blood pressure didn't drop, I will also send him to the ER.
但是现在就我们就是我看主啦，要搬家的时候到就搬家。
So to us now, we're very calm. We just look to the Lord whenever He wants.Us to move to heaven, we will move to heaven.
我们每天都经历主的同在。
Every day we have experienced His presence.
所以力量跟喜乐都是从主的同在来的。
So all of our strength and joyfulness are all from the Lord.
所以呀，不是说我要见证说我怎么样，但是真的那个主的同在是何等的真实。
It's not that I have a particular event I want to testify, but I just want to say that it is so real to have the joy and the presence of the Lord with us.
我每天早上跟一个姊妹祷告。
Every morning I will pray with a sister.
啊，因为他去西岸，所以我几乎每天早上都追来追去，追来追去，追不到他。
So because she went to West Coast, so every morning it's hard to work out the time difference.
但是回来了，我们终于又可以一起祷告。
Now that she's back, I can finally pray together.
所以我发现一早的祷告是最甜蜜的时候。
And I realized that the morning prayer is the sweetest time for me.
啊，所以也是啊，真是感谢主，能够让我活在身体里面，有弟兄姊妹一起。
And thank the Lord that He has placed me in the body that I can be with our brothers and sisters.
我真是感谢主。
Should we thank the Lord?
但是，我只能说，有主真好。真的有主真好 ，OK。
I don't know how to fully express it, but I want to say that it is such a blessing to have the Lord. These two brothers and sisters.
其实我没有完全准备要来交通。
I didn't fully prepare.
我去参加了西岸特会。
So I went to West Coast Conference.
然后我想很多信息都在网络上哦，是大家弟兄姐妹可以一起去听。
All the messages are online, so brothers and sisters are open to listen whenever.
Yeah, 他有四位讲员，那个郭定强弟兄交通，这个主题就是奔那摆在我们前面的路程。
So there are four speakers. The theme of the conference is, run the race that's set before us.
Yes.
Okay.
郭弟兄就交通还有一点点的时候，那要来的就来。
So our brother Gorsh shared about
还有一点点的时候 little time
when there is a little in a little time the one that will come
and then 那个彭广成弟兄交通羡慕那天上更美的家乡
so brother Pong shared about longing for the better home above
然后孙国铎弟兄交通那些奔跑天路的人
So Brother Sun shared about those who run the heavenly way.
Yes. And then Dana 弟兄交通摩西宝会为基督所受的凌辱。
So Dana, Brother Dana shared about Moses and his 所受的。
就是宝会为基督所受的凌辱。Yeah, 就是屈辱。
Moses for his precious experience that he had, shame that he had suffered for them.
Yes, 所以那个主题的那个经节应该是在希伯来书十二章二节。
So the main theme is from Hebrews 12.
要我们从第一节读起好了。我们既有这许多的见证人，如同云彩围着我们，就当放下各样的重担，脱去容易缠累我们的罪，全心忍耐奔那摆在我们前头的路程，仰望为的心那个经节是第一节，仰望为我们信心创始成终的耶稣，因那摆在前面的喜乐，就轻看羞辱，忍受了十字架的苦难，便坐在神宝座的右边。
So we're reading Hebrews 12, verse 1 and 2. Therefore we also, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witness, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which so easily ensnares us, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us.Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God.
然后那个彭管纯弟兄是用那个讲那个亚伯拉罕怎么离开的加勒底的乌尔到迦南地。
So our brother Pan shared about how Abraham was called to leave the land of Chaldeans, the land of Ur, and went into the promised land.
然后Dana弟兄是用摩西做例子，讲摩西怎样逃到旷野，到他八十岁的时候，就神让他看见没有烧毁的荆棘，然后主能够用他。
So Brother Dana used the example of Moses, that how he had to run into the wilderness and then be there for 40 years, and when he's 80 years old, he saw the burning bush, and God was able to use him.
所以这个, Dana弟兄说那个希伯来书讲那个奔跑是国度, 是跑这个,不是说那个, 是看见这个国度的意象, 你才能够开始赛跑。
So Brother Dana said that for us to run, let us run in Hebrews 12, that run, you will only begin to run when you start seeing the vision of the heavenly kingdom.
因为那个没有国度意象，你没有看见主，你没有办法跑这一条属天的路，因为这条是属天属灵的路。
Without seeing the heavenly vision of the kingdom, you cannot run this race because you must run on the way to the heavenly kingdom.
在奔跑的过程，从奔跑开始到终点。 就是我们中间要忍受基督所要忍受的那个凌辱。
So the entire process of running from the beginning to the end, this whole process is when we have to endure with suffering, the suffering that our Lord has suffered.
所以我们看到，就说我们。 跑的是属天的路，不是世界的路。所以我们现在要看清，在世界上其实也有很多人在跑，但是他要得世界的名啊、利啊，这很多世界的东西。So
when we run, we need to be careful which road we're running on, because there are also many people running in this world right now that they're chasing after name, things, or whatever they're after.
在那个我们讲晨祷的时候，我们有读那个诗篇，就是84篇。So
in the morning devo time, we also read Psalms 84.
就是84篇，我们可以读3节到7节。万军之耶和华，我的王，我的神啊，在你祭坛那里，麻雀为自己找着房屋。 燕子为自己找着报仇之窝，如此住在你殿中的便为有福。他们仍要赞美你，靠你有力量，心中向往西安大道的，这人便为有福。他们经过流泪谷，叫这谷变为泉源之地，并有秋雨之福，盖满全谷。他们行走，力上加力，个人要到西安朝见神。
So for time's sake, our sister read from Psalm 84, from verse 3 to verse 7.
所以我们这一些都是心向往西安的，就是跑在这一条路上，但是我们也会经过流泪谷。
So in the verse it said that those who have a heart that set their heart to go to Zion. But in order to go to Zion, you have to go through the valley of Becca, which is the valley of Tear.
所以我们行走的时候，一定你世人一定是恨我们。As
we're walking on this way to the heaven, the people of the world will hate us.
但是弟兄，孙国铎弟兄也好，怎么他们也讲到一些教会的历史。
So the other brothers also mentioned on this road, they also mentioned about church history.
但是让我们心里最难过的就是弟兄伤害弟兄。The
hardest part is when a brother is persecuted or hurt by another brother.
那Dana弟兄也讲到，就是说我们今天服侍主，我们不能靠着我们自己的力量来服侍。
Brother Daniel also mentioned that when we serve the Lord today, we cannot serve with our own strength.
就是说我们要认识主，认识他复活的大能。
We need to know the Lord and we need to know the power of His resurrection.
其实是主对你有托付，你有一颗就是服侍主的人，你心里面一定要对神的儿女有一个负担。
Because it should start with God giving you a burden for the children of God.
所以我们的态度, Nathana弟兄就讲到那个出埃及记的时候摩西的态度。
So our attitude should be, as our brother reminded us, the attitude of Moses.
那当百姓以色列百姓顶撞叛逆埋怨在旷野里面埋怨的时候神说我要把他们灭了我让你的子孙使愿你们，摩西说不，你一定要跟我一起去，你这是你的百姓。
When the people of Israel rebelled, murmured, and talked against him and God, God was ready to destroy the people, but Moses interceded for the people.
所以这个是服侍主的神的仆人的一个心态。
This should be the attitude of those, the servants of the Lord, those who are servants.
因为我们服侍的是服侍主，不是个人的事工，也不是你服侍的一定要得到人怎么样的奉承。
Because we're serving God, we're not serving men, and we're not serving for the praises of men.
乃是与神的百姓一同往前。
But we're serving so that the God's people as a whole can move forward on this road.
我听的时候我就讲到那个江守道弟兄1980年的时候在台湾讲的一篇信息就是哥林多后书。
So I was reminded of our brother Kong's sharing back in 1980 in 2 Corinthians.
所以那个江弟兄讲的真的好，那个把哥林多后书我很简单的讲一下，就是他说1章2章讲到那个属灵的生命。So
he quickly summarized our brother's sharing. Chapter 1 and 2 of 2 Corinthians was talking about the spiritual life.
然后3章到7章讲到属灵生命带出来的属灵的执事。
So from Chapter 3 to 7 is the serving the life what can come forth out of a spiritual life.
你没有属灵的生命，就没有属灵的指示。
Without the spiritual life, you cannot have spiritual service.
就是说你生命到哪里，你的指示就到哪里。
So in another words, whatever level is your life is whatever level your service can be.
然后八章九章就讲到金钱的奉献。
So chapter 8 and 9 is talking about monetary.
那有人就觉得说，哎呀，讲属灵的怎么又讲到钱？
So people were thinking, well, we're talking about spiritual stuff. Why do we jump all the way to money?
然后江弟兄说，属灵的，不，金钱的奉献也是恩典。
So our brother said that even monetary offering is grace.
但是你把钱用在主的事工上，是受圣灵的感动去用，也是属灵的。
So when you use the money because of the touch of the Spirit to offer this, it is spiritual.
然后10章到13章就讲到一个在基督里面的人。
So from verse chapter 10 to chapter 13 is a spiritual man.
然后就讲，真的那里看到保罗，他受到哥林多教会那一种的光景的情况底下，他还是爱。
So we can see how Paul was so attacked by some people at the church of Corinth, but he still loved the church.
然后他就讲到那个，就是保罗，他有一个宽大的心，有个忍耐的心，宽容的心。That
Paul has a heart of kindness and forgiving.
所以为父为母的心。
Just like a heart of a father.
所以我那个江弟兄的信息也是对我很大很大的帮助。
So that message also really helped me.
所以我们今天要记得，我们跑的是一条属天的路。
So today we need to remember that we're running on a race to a heavenly race.
他说靠你，诗篇84:5说，靠你有力量，心中向往锡安大道的，这人便为有福。
Just like Psalm 84 reminded us that if we draw from his strength, that person will be blessed.
他们经过流泪谷，叫这谷变为泉源之地，并有秋雨之福，甘满存谷。
Blessed is the man whose strength is in you, whose heart is set on pilgrimage. As they passed through the valley of Baca, they made it a spring.
然后在 希伯来书12章22节说，你们乃是来到锡安山，远升神的城邑，就是天上的耶路撒冷，那里有千万的天使。
And also in Hebrews 12:22, but you have come to Mount Zion and to the city of the living God and heavenly Jerusalem and to an innumerable company of angels.
所以感谢主,
Thank the Lord.
所以我们今天都是一个心向往西安，并且是仰望那羡慕那一部那一座有根基的城.
So today we are those whose hearts are desiring Zion and design the city that has unshakable city.
所以我们今天的态度就是要等候，谨谨谨慎等候主的再来。
So attitude today should be alert and watchful, waiting for Lord's return.
那我想我就叫孙子。
Oh, am I sharing here?
Hello, brothers and sisters.
我来到这个教会有差不多九年了。So
I've been to this gathering for about 9 years.
这是我第一次上这里来讲。And
this is my first time coming up for the open sharing.
我要讲的不是我自己。So
I'm not sharing about myself.
大家看今天的天气怎么样。But
about the weather today.
太阳看得见吗?
Can you see the sun?
太阳在哪里?
Where is the sun?
我想讲一点点, 我们传福音的事情。
And so I wanted to share a little bit about preaching the gospel.
以后如果谁要你去证明神的存在, 你可以用它去说。
And so if anyone ever asks you how to prove that God exists,
不相信。
Do you not believe?
我们不能够证明神的存在。
We cannot prove that God exists.
这是过去几百年西方的哲学，包括东方的很多的人都是这么认为的。And
this is what many philosophers in the East and the West assume.
自从那个德国的康德，他写了几个大批判。Especially
after
很多的西方人都这么说，神是不能被证明的。Especially
after this German philosopher wrote these words that many people believe it's impossible to prove that God exists.
好，我简单讲一下啊。 我不能说我证明了，大家自己心里去问自己。And
so I can't say that I can prove that God exists, but this is something you have to ask yourself.
大家知道太阳是地球的多少倍大吗?
So do you know how much larger the sun is than the earth?
有谁知道? 太阳是地球的130万倍大。
It is about 1.3 million times bigger.
从体积上看。
1.3 million times bigger than the Earth.
对,130万倍的一个太阳和一个小小的地球,你想象一下。And
so compare this huge sun to the Earth, very small Earth.
我们看到太阳很小,因为它很远。We
look at the sun and it looks tiny because of distance.
它其实也不是太远。But
actually it's not too far.
太阳的光到地球上大概只要8分钟,8分20秒。It
takes about 8 minutes 20 seconds for the light from the sun to reach the earth.
好。我们现在好像地球上在末后的时代有些灾难。
So we see a lot of disasters in these last days. We know that a lot of them are human caused.
在过去的很多年，生态环境是很平衡的。
And we know that years ago that people used to live a more peaceful life.
一年四季运转都非常的正常。
And so you have the four seasons in a year.
你能想象一个130万倍大的太阳和一个非常小的地球，神创造它能够形成一年四季，并且这个温度适合我们生存吗？
And so can you believe that this huge sun was created to be a certain distance from Earth, and that we have 365 days, four seasons in a year, and that the temperature is just right for humans to exist?
之前这些大家都听过，但是有一点几乎之前没有人关注过。
So, I believe everyone knows this already, but there's one point that perhaps you haven't heard.
太阳，据现在的科学研究，它核心的温度大概是1500万到2000万摄氏度。
And so the current temperature of the sun is about 1200万, so about 15 million.
15 million
Celsius.
Yes. 它里面发生了无数的那个爆炸。And
so there's many nuclear reactions inside the sun.
请问我们地上你要引爆一个核炸弹或者是任何的燃烧，它是不是温度有起降的过程？
And so if you want to also duplicate this nuclear reaction, don't you need a very high temperature?
但是太阳它的温度为什么那么恒定？
Or you need or the temperature will fluctuate a lot, but yet the sun's temperature is very stable.
它每时每刻发生无数的核爆炸，这么热的温度，它为什么那么恒定？
And so even though there are countless number of nuclear reactions inside the sun's core, yet the temperature remains the same.
我这里不讲更多的科学知识。
So I won't continue with the scientific facts.
你去问最顶级的物理学家，他一定不能给出答案。
But if you ask the most intelligent physicist, he does not have an answer. That the glory must go to God.
为什么?
Why?
因为太阳的温度恒定，就像一个非常大的机器，非常精密。
And so the temperature of the sun is like an engine.
我们都做过饭。
And so we all have cooked before.
那个火要控制的。
You know that when you cook, your fire must be controlled.
我们也见识过很多的森林火灾。
And we've also seen disasters caused by fire.
那个火要控制的。
So you know that fire must be controlled.
太阳的火怎么控制住的?
So how can you control the fire from the sun?
因为你知道，地球只要升高，平均气温升高两度，两摄氏度。
You know that if the temperature of the Earth goes up on average by about 2 Celsius,
就会有无数的灾难。
Then we know that there will be many cataclysms.
太阳离1500万摄氏度到地球几十摄氏度。
And so if you compare the temperature of the sun, which is over 15 million Celsius all the way to the Earth,
不能够增加几度在地球上。
So you can't just randomly increase the temperature on Earth.
你哪怕增加两摄氏度，北极的、南极的冰川很多，在夏天会融化。
So for example, if you raise it by just 2 degrees Celsius, the polar caps will all melt.
海平面上升会淹没非常多的城市。
And then the sea level rise would destroy many cities.
目前人类处在一个环境，现在是气温相对100多年前是增加了1.5摄氏度。
And so if we compare it to pre-industrial, the temperature has gone up about 1.5 Celsius.
很多的那种极端的天气，很多的灾难已经出现。
And we've already seen many natural disasters.
再多增加0.5摄氏度。
And if you add it,
灾难会非常多。
And if you add another 0.5 Celsius, there will be even more disasters.
包括我们所知的欧洲有个水城威尼斯。
And for example, the city of Venice.
Yeah, 会淹没。
Will be covered by water.
我不知道大家听懂了没有？没有，要试试。没有，你传福音可以去用。对，你传福音可以去用，这不是无关紧要的事情。你想，我们这位神是多么伟大的神，他可以把太阳这么剧烈的一个燃烧控制的那么稳定。 And so if
you see that the sun, that the Almighty God can control the sun in such a way, then we should have some reverence to Him.
这么稳定的光线到达地球也要非常非常稳定。
That it is a very stable temperature and it reaches the earth in a very stable manner.
因为它的那个太阳那个稳定的程度不能够相差哪怕几十摄氏度。
So it cannot be different by a couple degrees.
能想象吗？
Can you imagine?
1500万度到几十度你都不能够变化。
That from the 15 million to a few tens of degrees Celsius.
看到这位全能神的掌管了吗？
So do you see the authority of the Almighty God?
我们对他怎么会没有信心呢?
How can you not have faith?
Yeah, 我们要相信他。
So we should believe him.
如果谁问你神在哪里?
If someone asks you where is God?
你让他看太阳。
Just point to the sun.
那不是神。
The sun is not God.
但是那里可以看到神的荣耀。
But you can see the glory of God.
太阳的光线到地球有几个方面。
And so when the light from the sun reaches the earth,
热度
There is the temperature.
辐射度
There is an amount of radiation.
还有它的亮度
And of course the intensity.
辐射过多会干嘛会癌变
You know that if there's too much radiation, you get cancer.
美国人晒太阳太多了有些美国人
So some people really like being in the sun.
昨天我们去了海滩
Such as when I went to the beach.
在中国我从来没有听说过皮肤癌
So, for example, in China, peoplI don't really get skin cancer. Because people aren't very fond of tanning in the sun. But some people like going to the beach for hours and hours. And there seems to be a higher rate of skin cancer. May the Lord be merciful.
真的是你知道这个辐射那个因为地球上发生一个原子弹爆炸，你知道会发生什么事情吗
？So it's like if you think about a nuclear explosion.
可以说太阳上一个非常小的核爆炸放在地球上，地球就没了。
Like if you take one of the explosions on the sun, put it on Earth, the Earth would be gone.
8分20秒发生了什么事情
？So what happens in the 8 minutes and 20 seconds?
这里当然很多科学多讲。
And so, sparing the details.
但是我就跟你讲。看到太阳，我们就可以证明神的存在。我们就需要敬畏我们的神，去信靠我们的神。
That if you see the sun, you should have a reverence to God and recognize.
有一首歌叫做《云上的太阳永不改变》。
We know that the sun above the clouds does not change.
当我们了解这些事实之后，我们对唱这首歌的时候会更有感觉。
And so when you sing this song, you should have some feelings.
我们更加能够敬畏他，信靠他，充满了喜乐。因为知道这位救赎主是何等的伟大。
That we should trust in him and believe in him because this Savior is very great.
愿一切的荣耀颂赞归给主耶稣。
May all glory be to our Lord Jesus.
Yes, thank you.
Peace, brothers and sisters.
我是于洪胜弟兄。于洪胜。
My name is Brother Yu.
很多弟兄认识我，很多弟兄对我还很陌生。
And so I think many brothers and sisters perhaps do not know.
那我先介绍一下，让没有认识我的弟兄先认识一下。
And so I just wanted to introduce myself.
我是我是信信主已经是十年了。
So I believed in the Lord for about 10 years now.
我是2013年11月1号觉知信的主受了圣灵。
And so I believed in the Lord on November 1st in 2013.
在同月第三号的时候星期天我受了水洗。
And on the 3rd, I was baptized.
在这个过程中我就跟神交通。
And so during this time I had fellowship.
教会很复杂。
But the church was complicated.
我是说不是指的我们教会，是指的这个普天下的教会。
That many churches, I should say, are very complicated.
我分不清哪一个是邪教，哪一个是正教。
And at that time, it was hard for me to tell what was false and what was true.
在浩瀚的书籍中，我分不清哪一个是讲的正确的，哪一个是不正确的。
Or for example, in all the spiritual books, I wasn't sure which one was true and which one wasn't. What do I do?
主就说你要看圣经。
And so I was reminded, you must study the Bible.
起初我很听神的话。
And so at the beginning, I was obedient.
但是我看圣经的时候, 因为圣经又好像是太深奥,
but sometimes at that time, I felt that it was too deep.
我就找到了一个比较捷径的方法,
and so I thought of a simpler way. But actually, it's not a shortcut.
反而让我绕了更远的路,
but rather, it caused me to take even more time.
那个时候我就参考很多的注释圣经的书籍,
so I studied many commentaries.
而且还不够,
but that wasn't enough.
我还要听网上我们尼托生弟兄的讲道,
I wanted to listen to sermons from Washington. And I thought,
对,这就是说,这个过程,我已经离开了上帝很远,
but actually, in this process, I was already straying from God.
不是说我不信主耶稣,
it's not that I stopped believing in the Lord,
也不是我不信主耶和华,
or that I stopped believing in the Father, but rather the way I was walking was going away from Him.
在这个期间,我跟所有的弟兄是一样的一个成长过程。
And so I had the same process of growth as everyone else.
我的认识就是说我是一个罪人。And
so I knew that I was a sinner.
所以说我要认清自己所有的罪,向父神道歉。
So I knew that I need to confess all of my sins.
请求我们的神原谅我,
that the Lord may forgive me.
来后呢,我就能得到神所供应的一切的好处。
And I can receive all the goodness that comes from the Lord.
事实是这样的,有神迹奇事在伴随着我。
And so it is true that God's mercy and His miracles were following me.
后来神不是这样带领我的。
But the Lord did not lead me further in this way.
就在2018年1月份的时候,
in January of 2018,
我的身体的腰部非常的疼痛。
So I had much pain in my back.
因为我没有受伤,
although I had no injury,
也没有受凉,
or any,
这个事对我来说非常的蹊跷,
it seemed very strange for me to have.
所以说我就要认罪悔改,
and so I recognized I needed to repent.
而且在这认罪悔改的期间, 我试用了所有可以减轻我疼痛的方法,
and I tried many different ways of pain reduction.
当然这是医用上的方法,
these are all medical ways.
但是我做了所有的事情以后, 主就告诉我一件事情,
but after doing all these things, the Lord showed me a fact.
这是我做的,
that this is what I have done.
那我一想我完了。
So, huh? God said He did that.
因为主交在我身上了, 那我做什么事情我就没有什么功效了。
So that means that if God did it, then anything I tried to add to it would not be useful.
所以说主他没有离弃我。
So I saw that the Lord did not leave me.
反而引领我让我归到他的正道上来,
but led me back on His way.
就在这期间主耶稣基督就用火给我施洗,
and the Lord as if baptizing me in fire.
这个经历可能是弟兄姐妹可能有的领受了有的可能还没有领受,
that perhaps not everyone has had this experience.
他是用他的火将我的一切的不义和定罪全都焚烧了,
that it was as if His fire was burning away every unrighteous thing in me.
我以前所领受的主的道全都崩塌了,
and all the things that I thought I received from God's word was all
removed. 我受了很大的亏损,
and I felt like I suffered a lot of loss.
但是我得救了,
but then I was saved.
圣经上也是这样说的,
and as the Bible says,
因为我相信他,
I believe Him.
后来我们的教会的弟兄, 我感谢主, 引领我来到了至坚教会。
And so thank the Lord that I was able to come to this gathering.
那也是在2018年的事情。
That was also in 2018.
我就在这个教会中我传讲主的这个道。
And so I had opportunity to speak the word.
想供应给弟兄们,
to give something to brothers and sisters.
让他们在真道上得到很多的祝福,
to be blessed through the word of God.
就像很多服侍的弟兄跟我的经历可能都有类似的地方,
and I believe many who serve also have a similar experience.
因为人分不清你讲的哪些是神的话哪些是出于你自己,
that when people listen, they may not know what is from yourself or what is from the Lord.
所以说你就会受到很多的委屈和攻击,
and that there might be a lot of opposition.
所以说我就开始逃避,
so I tried to escape.
这是我没有爱弟兄的地方,
and this is where I failed to love brothers and sisters.
我感到非常的羞愧,
and I felt very ashamed.
因为弟兄姐妹在我曾经以前受伤的时候呢, 非常的资助了我, 让我感受到了弟兄姐妹的爱。
During my injury, I felt the love from many brothers and sisters as they watched for me.
更领受到神是怎样爱我的。
And I was reminded of how much the Lord loved me.
所以说我
但是呢，我想起这所受的委屈，我就还是一个逃避的过程。
But when I think of shame or the misunderstanding I experienced, then I felt like I had to flee.
但是我们的主比我更爱我们的弟兄姐妹。
But our Lord loves me even more than brothers and sisters may love any one of us.
他没有离弃我们。
And so he did not leave me.
所以说，当我逃避的时候，主就告诉我，你所做的事情。
And so even as I tried to flee, the Lord told me,
你为了主的真道的工作,
that if you are doing the work for the word of God,
是出于我的意愿,
so if it is from his will,
我要高立你,
then he will anoint you,
做称义的执事,
to be a messenger for righteousness.
这个执事我不知道怎么,就是职业是一个工作,
so that it is your true vocation.
不是只属于我们这家教会。
And it's not just speaking about any one gathering.
We know that there are many
churches in this world.
但是神要叫我在这里讲，我就要讲。
But the Lord wants me to say,
我非常的羞愧，因为我拒绝了主很多次。
I felt that I was truly, I was truly falling short of the Lord because there were many times I did not speak.
原因只有一个。
And there was only one reason.
就是所受的屈辱。
Which was the misunderstanding or shame I experienced.
产生了逃避的心理。
To give me this heart of wanting to flee.
我所以说我求我的主做一件事情。
So I only asked the Lord of one thing.
你把你高立我做称义的执事的事拿掉。
I asked the Lord to remove this ministry or this burden to speak the to be a messenger of truth.
我很愿意做一个平信徒。
To just be a regular brother or sister.
因为这个正道的负担太重。
Because I felt that the burden was too heavy.
但是主他说，我不拿收回来。
But the Lord said he would not take it back.
我也从不后悔。
And the Lord does not regret it.
到我无力对抗，后来我还是逃避。
And even though I had no words to say, I still tried to.
我还是要祈求我们的主把那称义的执事拿去。
And I asked the Lord to remove such a burden.
我也曾经说过我很倔强。
And I knew that people have said that I'm stubborn.
我坚持这样做。
And so I insisted on doing things this way.
主还是没有。
But the Lord did not change.
那好吧，我就只能是这样做。
So I knew that I had no choice.
这五年期间
，and so
发生的事情
，and so many things happened in these 5 years.
是我以前是我用自己的热血在做
，and so I did things based on my own zeal.
将称义的事告诉弟兄姐妹
，to try to tell brothers and sisters this matter of righteousness.
因为宗教的遗传太深
，because I was too used to the different religious practices.
是普天下的教会
or rather these are traditions that have been passed down.
所以说我要不这样做的时候主还是让我做那我就只能妥协。
And so if I didn't want to do something, but the Lord still told me to do it, I felt like I was compromising.
我只求我的主做一件事。
I asked the Lord for one thing.
主啊你在前面行我跟随。
That if the Lord walks ahead, then I follow him.
如果不是出于你，我所做的都不会站立得住。
Because if it is not from the Lord, then nothing I do will stand.
所以说，这个过程呢，是主一个一直带领的过程。
And so the Lord continued to lead me.
你还记得我刚才说过，我是2013年信的主。
As I mentioned earlier, I believed in the Lord in 2013.
第五年的时候，因为我在思考神的工作的时候
，and after 5 years, as I was considering the Lord's work,
主就告诉我，我不再纪念你的罪恶。
The Lord told me, I do not remember your iniquities.
不再纪念你的罪愆。
Do not remember your transgressions.
我当时很喜乐。
And at that time, I was very joyful.
我还是像小孩子一样，这件事情就只是放在心里，后来就渐渐的又远了。
And like a child, I remembered it, but then this matter started becoming far from me again.
直到主耶稣给我用火施洗的时候。
Until the time I was baptized as if in fire.
所有人的话语所建起来的这个建筑。
And all the things that were built up by human words.
都被主的火试验全部焚毁。
And after being tested as though by fire, they all failed the test and were removed.
所以说今天早上的时候呢，主又让我说，你可以讲。
And so the Lord told me this morning.
所以说我还是要讲给弟兄们听。
So I felt that there was still something I needed to say.
这些话不是出于我自己。
These words are not from me.
乃是神吩咐我所讲的。
But from the Lord.
我们都知道，凡是不是出于信心的都是罪。
We know that whatever is not from faith is sin.
约翰一书一章九节。
And then we know from 1 John 1:9.
我们若认自己的罪，神是信实的，是公义的，必要赦免我们的罪，洗净我们一切的不义。
That if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
因为我们众弟兄的义不是出于我们行律法而得。
Because our righteousness is not the righteousness that comes from doing the law.
因为人的义在神面前不过是污秽的衣服。
Because our righteousness before God is just filthy rags.
我们要相信并领受神的义。
And so we need to believe in and receive God's righteousness.
要像我们的主一样宽赦自己，不要定罪自己。
And so, as the Lord has forgiven us, we should not try to condemn ourselves.
愿主耶稣基督的恩惠常与众弟兄同在。
And so may the grace of the Lord Jesus be with brothers and sisters.
好，谢谢大家。
So our brothers and sisters going to Toronto, we are going to end right on time today.
因为我们有些弟兄姊妹要去多伦多，所以我们今天我们就停在这里。
So let's have a closing word of prayer.
我们有一个结束祷告。
Lord, we want to thank you for the riches of the Lord Jesus.
我们要感谢我们的主耶稣给我们这样的这个时间。
Indeed, Father, you have made all fullness to dwell in your Son.
你把你的这个完全这个荣耀的丰富住在你的儿子里面。
And we are so grateful that even through sharing our brothers and sisters, we get to touch something of those riches and be encouraged in the Lord.
借着我们弟兄姊妹的这个分享，我们可以摸着那个荣耀的丰富。
So we do thank you indeed, Lord, for your grace in allowing sisters, brothers and sisters to experience that.Presence of the Lord, that comfort of the Lord in the midst of suffering.
我们感谢你叫我们在这个借着你这样交通，我们能够弟兄姊妹感受到你在你那个里面你的同在还有安慰。
We thank you, Lord, for what you spoke to saints in the West Coast, for that word of the Lord that has been an encouragement, Lord, as they come back.
谢谢你在西岸这个特会给弟兄姊妹所领受的他们得到多大的激励。
Even Lord, we bow down before you as the Lord of creation, Lord, acknowledging that all that you have made is perfect, wondrous, Lord. We indeed worship you.
我们你是那创造这个宇宙的主你所创造的都是美好的。我们在你面前敬拜。
And we join with our brother, Lord, in acknowledging how faithful, how gracious, how good you are in your dealings with us, in teaching us along the way.
我们要回应我们弟兄是的，在你里面你的这个引导，你的这个你的教导我们要感谢你。
So indeed, Lord, we want to give you thanks for a time such as this.
我们要在这个为这些我们要感谢你。
And we pray, Lord, that as we go about the week that is ahead of us, oh, for a closer walk of thee day by day.
但愿我们看这个前面要将来的一周的时候，我们能够跟你有更这个亲密的同行，更亲密的交通。
So we do give you thanks and pray these things in the name of our Lord Jesus.
我们这样来在里面，我们来感谢你。
Amen.
我们祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen. We're this